Welcome back as we take a look at some of the big sporting stories of 2023. Coghill Celtic were crowned Ulster Senior League champions for a 10th time in a row. Gavin Cullen's side took the title clinching 3 points, beating Derry City Reserves 2-0 at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground. The Inishowen side ended the year with double, having also won the Ulster Senior Cup. Coghill suffered a penalty shootout defeat to Rockmount in the FAI Intermediate Cup final in April. Despite chances for both teams, Adam Crowley and Liam McColligan scored for their respective teams as the game ended 1-1 after both normal and extra time. After that, a tense penalty shootout followed, with Coghill's James Bradley missing the crucial kick as the Munster side won the FAI Intermediate Cup for a second time in the past 2 years. Coghill boss Gavin Cullen told Dermot Doherty it wasn't to be for his side.
Obviously it wasn't to be. Look, I can't ask for any more of the group of players. They left it all out in the pitch. They really, really did. They put every effort, everything they done to a T. You know, we played fairly well and probably shaded the game over the 120 minutes. But look, when it comes to penalties, look, ours are rock my days, and disappointingly it was theirs today.
Yeah, and your players that stood up and took the penalties, you know, you got to give credit to them, because on such a big occasion, you know, penalty kicks deciding the contest, they have to be brave, and they were.
Oh, absolutely. Look, at the end of the game, look, we went straight out and asked who's up for it, like, and to a man, like, we probably had 7 or 8 people looking to hit penalties. So that's a testament to the characters of them players. And look, there's absolutely nothing you can do when no one penalties. Like, it either, as it goes your way or it doesn't. Like, there's, like, absolutely brilliant to step up and hit them, you know.
Fannett United got their hands on the Brian McCormick Sports and Leisure Premier Division title thanks to a 1-0 win over Castlefin Celtic. Oisin Lagan's goal in the first half was enough to seal the victory they needed to win the league title. Brokenna Hearts won the Premier Division title in Inishowen. They also reached the quarter-final stage of the FAI Junior Cup but lost to St Michael's, the eventual finalists. Buncrana would win the Ulster Junior Cup. The Ireland's women's national team made their first ever appearance at a World Cup finals, with Amber Bard and Kira Grant part of the squad. Ireland did pick up a point in their group game with Nigeria, but lost to Australia and Canada. Donegal's only match involvement came as Amber played in the game against Canada. Also from Donegal in the travelling party were Denise McLehenny, operations manager, and Niamh McDade, stats analyst. St Johnstone's Tyler Tolan was the player of the match as the Republic of Ireland got their Nation Cup campaign off to a perfect start with a 3-0 win over Northern Ireland in a historic first ever women's senior international game at the Aviva Stadium. Milford's Amber Barrett was a second half sub. In October, Tolan and Erin McLaughlin featured for the Republic of Ireland senior women's team in the Double Nations League victory over Albania. Tolan started and finished both games. McLaughlin came on as a second half sub in the 5-1 win over Albania and started in the away game, which ended in a 1-0 win for the visitors. Culdaff woman McLaughlin was also a member of the Piemont United side that won the senior women's Premier Division after a 2-0 win over Wexford Youths. Back in July, an 11th minute goal from Greencastle's Gemma McGuinness helped Galway United to win their first ever All-Ireland Cup final 1-0 against Cliftonville at the Showgrounds in Sligo. In June, Caitlin Fletcher's late extra time winner secured Bunnygee a place in the FAI Amateur Cup final for the first time in the club's history, with a 2-1 win over Killiester Donnycarney at Dry Arch Park. The side would lose out in the final to Dublin side Chernier Rangers. In motorsport, Callum Devine has been the standout rally competitor throughout the year. Wins at the Circuit of Ireland and Rally of the Lakes led up to the Donegal International Rally, where he won it for the first time in his career. Driving a Volkswagen Polo GTI R5, the Derryman finished 55.5 seconds ahead of Matt Edwards, with Sam Moffat finishing in third. Here's an emotional Callum Devine after the win.
It's good.
It's a dream come true. If you look at your families here, all your teams here, and you put in a fantastic effort, particularly earlier today.
Yeah, we pushed hard this morning. Hey, we knew, because we were worried about the rain came. You know, we didn't want it to really fit up for us with tires or stuff. We just said, we had a push this morning, and we Yeah, it was a tricky last week.
This is emotional for you.
Yeah, it is. It's after last everything, so yeah, it's a dream.
He then went on to build on that success to take the Cork 20 in early August, and later that month, he won the Irish Tarmac Championship. Devine and co-driver Noel O'Sullivan finished second overall in the Ulster Rally and had to end the day fourth or better to clinch the championship. Speaking on the score, he said to win the Donegal Rally and the Irish Tarmac in 1 year was pretty special.
Probably hasn't just sunk in yet, as I say, but no, look, it's been a good couple of days now. We've made the most enjoyment out of it there this last couple of days, but yeah, it's something obviously we set out at the start of the year to do. Between that and Donegal, two biggest things you ever wanted really in Irish rallying, and to get them all both in 1 year, it's pretty special to be honest. So, yeah. We're happy with that.
Devine's success at Donegal wasn't over, as he was victorious at the Harvest Mini Stages Rally in November. In April, Eamon Kelly was top of the podium at the Croatian Rally over the weekend on round 4 of the World Rally Championship. On an emotional weekend for Irish rallying, as the WRC remembered Craig Breen, a Donegal man would take his first victory on the world stage. Kelly and co-driver Conor Mohan took the outright to win the WRC 3 Junior category, benefiting from a final day retirement from Lauren Pierre and engine trouble from Tom Resinette. Kelly, who jumped from 3rd to 1st in one swoop during the final loop, managed his Fiesta through the last stage to win by 30.8 seconds.
Yeah, last rewards. It's been a mad week and weekend, and just can't believe it. It's the stuff of dreams for me, and you know, you grow up watching all this going on and never thought I could be part of something like this, so yeah, it's just unbelievable. It's obviously been an emotional week for everyone in Irish as well, so there's no question about who you could dedicate this win to, and there's a man up there in the sky shining down on us today, and yeah, just it's that one's for him.
On the bikes, Donegal's Richard Kerr won the Pirelli National Superstock Championship for 2023. The Kilmacrenan rider had finished runners-up behind Dan Linfoot in the championship, but following an investigation into the final two rounds at Brands Hatch, a MCRCB tribunal disqualified Linfoot due to a breach of class technical regulations on his Honda bike. It meant Kerr was elevated to the top of the championship standings, 22 points ahead of Linfoot.
So after the final race at Brands Hatch, our team and I noticed that there was what would now prove proven to be an illegal part on the championship winning bike, and it was brought to the scrutineer's attention at Brands Hatch, but nothing was done about it at the meeting. So, you know, now we're on maybe 6-7 weeks now, and in between times there's been tribunal meetings, and you know, a lot of officials and Honda members, even, you know, everyone that would know the crack about this master cylinder on the bike. So whenever one came together, there was a meeting about it, and you know, it was declared that it was not a homologated part for the Honda Fireblade. So the results from Brands Hatch were excluded from Dan. So that left me with the championship win.